Topic 3. Shopping online.
Read, listen, learn.
Aunt Cindy, do you shop online often?
Yes, it's very convenient and the price is even lower.
Last week, I tried to buy some books online, but I didn't know how to pay for them.
You should open an account at an online bank first. After that, you can buy anything online.
Are there many things online?
Sure. You can find everything all over the world. Let's check it out online.
They log in a shopping website.
Oh, what's this? Secondhand cell phone store?
Yeah, this one is very famous, with a good credit among online customers. It's like an open free market. If you want to change your cell phone for a new one, you can sell the old one here.
Really? How to do that?
Take some pictures of the thing you want to sell, then upload it onto Line with a brief description about it and leave your connecting number. Then your stuff will be sold by auction.
That's amazing. I'd love to try it later. Oh, an online virtual supermarket?
Let's click to check it out.
Oh, I got it. It simulates the real supermarket, which makes it feel so real. Mom will love it. She loves shopping in supermarkets.
No doubt about it. Shopping online will get more and more popular. It's a real revolution about people's consuming habits.
Are there any disadvantages about it?
It takes some time for the stuff you buy online to arrive, but I think this problem will be solved soon.
Recitation.
I like shopping online largely because it's very convenient, and the price can even be lower. Moreover, there are many secondhand stores online too, so you can even sell your own stuff. The only problem is that it takes some time for the stuff you buy online to arrive. But it's for sure that this problem will be solved soon. So there is no doubt that shopping online will get more and more popular in the future.